Thank you. McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading is taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7, as written in the New International Version. Hear the word of the Lord. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The word of the Lord. We are in the Advent season, and Advent is a season of the liturgical year observed in most Christian denominations as a time of expectant waiting and preparing for two celebrations. First celebration is that of the birth of Christ at Christmas, and the second celebration is awaiting the return of Christ at the second coming. The scripture has been read for your hearing. However, I wish to lift up verse 6 in Isaiah chapter 9, which reads thusly. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This brings me to the title of my message, which is Exquisite Love. Exquisite Love. Isaiah is regarded as the greatest of all the Old Testament prophets because he is supremely the prophet of redemption. In chapter 9, Isaiah writes about the judgment upon Israel for their pride, hypocrisy, and how they were an impenitent people. Yet in the midst of all of this discord, distress, and pain, the people will experience joy by the birth and the kingdom of Christ. The people will experience exquisite love. The word exquisite, according to the Oxford Languages Dictionary, means marked by flawless craftsmanship. It means very sensitive or extreme or intense. Hence, God made his son flawless in every sense of the word. Therefore, Jesus was made perfect. He was exquisitely made. Isaiah uses four metaphors to describe the Messiah, who is Christ. Now, each of these four names have a special meaning to us. You see, during the time of tremendous darkness, God promised to send a light to shine on everyone living. This light was a person called Wonderful Counselor, meaning he is exceptional and the one who gives the right advice. He is all-loving with a love like no other person. His love is faultless. His love is exquisite love. Sometimes in our despair, we feel that our troubles will never end, but we need to remember Jesus always knows what we're going through. He may not always spare us from our troubles, but surely he will lead us through it if we are faithful enough to follow. Now, we must understand that Jesus is a treasure trove of great knowledge and wisdom. When Jesus dealt with you, when Jesus has dealt with you using exceptional and flawless love, which is exquisite love, do you recall or remember any of those experiences? Have you taken the time to discern and reflect on when such experiences occurred in your life? The Messiah is mighty God. Mighty is a translation from the Hebrew word gibber, which means strength, power, hero, and warrior. Now, Isaiah 6:9-6 tells us that Jesus is El Gibber, the God of strength, the God of power, God our hero, and God our warrior. Jesus is El Gibber, mighty God. The birth of the Messiah Christ brought hope and the fulfillment of his eternal kingdom. He came to deliver all people from their slavery of unrighteousness, which is sin. He is eternal. He is timeless. He is God our Father. He is the everlasting Father, meaning he has no end, lasting always. Christ is the Prince of Peace. His government is one of justice and peace. The Hebrew word shalom in Isaiah 9:6, according to the Bible translators, shalom translates into English, and the word means peace. Now, shalom is a word that also has multiple meanings, not just peace for the word for peace sake itself. Some of those meanings are as follows. Shalom means completeness, wholeness, rest, safety, soundness, tranquility, prosperity, fullness, harmony, lack of worry, the absence of agitation or discord. Now, this is the peace that I want, don't you? In the New Testament, John, ninth verse, the apostle referred to Jesus as the true light. And Jesus referred to himself as the light of the world in John 8:12. When we look at the lights of the Christmas season, many of us are reminded that Jesus is our true light. There was a lot of spiritual and moral darkness when Jesus was born into the world. And God realized how dark this world was. Therefore, he sent his son, who was perfect in every way, a son who was filled with flawless, exquisite love. People today face extensive gloom, darkness, and despair. And there is a great need for them to see Jesus' light in us. Let us approach the throne of grace. Dear Everlasting Father, you are our wonderful counselor, our mighty God, our Prince of Peace. There were times when we strayed from your word and your will. We ask for your forgiveness. Thank you for giving all of our transgressions. We are thankful for your many blessings, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We're thankful for you lifting us up out of darkness and bringing us into your marvelous light. We thank you for salvation and the promise of eternal life. We pray for the lost that they see Jesus' light in us and be drawn to him. These blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve and a Merry Christmas Day. There will be two selections at the closing. The first one will be O Holy Night by Claire Crosby and Dave Crosby. And the second selection is entitled This Is Christmas by Luther Vandross, respectively.
Brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared.
Power and glory evermore proclaim.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit ExquisiteBarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.